Welcome back to Perm Drushas of the Amorayim. Tonight we'll be doing what some consider the 15th drusha of the Amorayim as the opening statements of the Megillah. What we've been doing for the last bunch of shiurim, in the last 14 mamarim, there was a series in the Gemara of opening statements, introductory psukim and drushos to the longer Megillah drushos that the Amorayim would give. The next couple of comments, the first one is Rav, the next one is Shmuel, it's unclear whether they're part of the series based on the girsa of the Gemara that we have in front of us. Over here it just says, Amar Rav Vayehi, and he starts darshaning Vayehi, but it doesn't say that this was his opening statement. The Gra actually does amend the text and says that it's Rav Amar Mehacha, Rav would start from here. And then we're going to have a similar comment with the next drasha of Shmuel, where it says Shmuel, the Gemara says Shmuel Amar, and Rashi's Girsa, and I think the Bach as well, or maybe the Bach in Rashi, says Shmuel Amar Mehacha, and then Rashi even says Pascha, that he would open it up. So definitely Rashi considers the comment of Shmuel to be part of the series as well. And then after that, we're going to have two more drushos that in our gear, so the Gemara also are included. So based on that, we're going to include Rav, and tonight will be the 15th drusha, and Shmuel will be the 16th, and then we'll have two more after that. So anyway, what does Rav say? So Amar Rav, so the quote, the pasuk, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, and it wasn't the days of Achashverosh, so some would say, no, it's just going back to the, you know, discussion of reading through the Pesukim of the Megillah, but Amar Rav, so Rav would say, possibly Mehacha, Vayehi, he darshaned Vayehi, that it's this Latu Lashonos of woe, and mourning. Ha dediksiv, that's what is written, Vismakartem Sham lo yevechel avadim l'shvachos v'gomer. And you're going to sell yourselves to your oyevecha, to your enemies, at lavadim l'shvachos v'gomer, as slaves and maidservants. You're going to sell yourselves as slaves. And that's all he says. That there's this vayihi, there's this terrible situation that will befall the Jewish people, and it's when you're going to sell yourselves to your enemies as slaves and maidservants. Now, this pasuk is taken from Devarim in the Tochacha. The admonition, the warning of what's going to happen when Klal Yisrael do not follow Ratzon Hashem. And for some reason, Rav views this as an important idea on Purim. It seems very Purim related than them Dafka being sold as slaves. Now, of course, even according to the other pshat, that this is not Rav's opening statement, it's still, he believes that the opening words of the Megillah allude to this selling themselves as slaves. So why is that so significant? What does it have to do with the Purim story? So Rashi says, Masha kasuv b'Torah ve'en kona ve'en kona. So the pasuk actually continues in the Chumash and says that there's going to be no one to buy them, and gazar haman shelo yehei adam rashai liknos mehen le'eved. That apparently Haman made some sort of gzeira, some sort of decree that no one's allowed to buy the Jewish people as slaves or servants. And I don't know, says Rashi's source of Midrash or Gemara somewhere else, I'm not sure. But he says that there was some decree that Haman didn't allow them to sell themselves as slaves, or didn't allow anyone to buy them as slaves. So they're going to try to sell themselves, as the Tochacha says, and they are going to be unsuccessful. Marsha actually quotes a pasuk in the Megillah, in Esther's plea to Achashverosh in the seventh parak, where she says, "Kinim karnu ani vami lahashmid laharog laabed." She says, "Because I and my nation have been sold for destruction, to be killed, to be obliterated." And if we would be sold as slaves and maidservants, I would have been silent. Meaning she's saying, like, we were sold indeed, but not as slaves and maidservants. That would have been fine. Meaning I wouldn't have complained. I don't like to complain, says Esther. But we're being sold for destruction, meaning we can't be bought as slaves and servants. And so it makes sense, I guess, how it fits in the story. But why is this such a critical piece to the Megillah? But what it might be is that us trying to sell ourselves as slaves is a result of the everything that brings upon the tochacha, everything that brings upon the rebuke and the punishments that we suffer, that now we have to sell ourselves as slaves because that's the only escape. But the truth is there's another option. The other option was not selling ourselves as slaves, but rather remaining slaves to the one that we were, to the one whom we were already slaves to, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be Hashem's slaves, right? Avadayim, they're my servants, they're my slaves. I acquired them. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and He acquired us as His nation, but as His servants. Now we're supposed to serve Him, and when we fall short of that, then the tochacha takes effect. Then the only a short while after the tochacha, that's really the source of Megillas Esther or Esther Min HaTorah, according to the Gemara in Chulin, right? Aster Aster Panai, that I will surely hide my face, and the Gemara in Chulin says that's the source for Esther. That's Esther Min HaTorah, that hiddenness, the Hester Panim that comes in the story of Megillas Esther, is a result of us not taking our roles as Avdei Hashem seriously. And we're supposed to be Avdei Hashem, we're supposed to be servants of Hashem and live up to this beautiful standard. But when we fall short, then we become desperate and we serve other things, then we're gonna, the only way out, we really want to be Avdei Hashem. Right? We're trying to be the servant of Hashem, that's just what we want so badly, and I think we're able to really want that even more on Purim. You know, the Gemara in Yud Dalid speaks about one of the reasons that we don't say Hallel is we can't say Hallelu Avdei Hashem on Purim because we were still Avdei Achashverosh, we were still subjects of Achashverosh. Kind of by the end of the Purim story, we have achieved the level where we're able to be subjects, slaves, servants of Achashverosh. We're not dead. We're just servants. But that's not the ideal. Only later on, when we finally return and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, can we really call ourselves Avdei Hashem. So Purim, the Megillah, is the start of that. It's the start of getting back on the road to being Avdei Hashem. But it's not there yet by the end of the Megillah. But after the Megillah, And for the rest of Purim, then you demonstrate that you're an Eved Hashem. Then you're involved in Mashalach Manos. Then you're involved in Matanos Lev Yonim. Then you get to the Sudas Purim, and hopefully you're able to achieve that Madrega of not just being alive and being an Eved to Achashverosh, but finally achieve that level of an Eved Hashem.